Minnesota DOC head, sheriffs have hard time working with DHS because they won't get judicial orders. By Ian Hanchett on January 31, 2026. On Friday's broadcast of NPR's All Things Considered, Minnesota Department of Corrections Commissioner Paul Schnell discussed cooperation between local sheriffs and immigration officials and said that having judicial orders or detainers or holds that are signed by a judge would address this issue. But, to date, we have not seen a willingness on the part of DHS to pursue those. Co-host Juana Summers asked, relevant exchange begins around 2:50. I do want to ask you about something that Tom Homan said yesterday. He's, of course, the federal borders are newly in charge of operations here. He said that a drawdown of operations here in the state of Minnesota will only happen with the cooperation of local officials. And one thing that he specifically honed in on was that local jails grant access to ICE in order to seize undocumented immigrants. And I wonder, how does that demand that Tom Homan made square with the existing cooperation that you all have already with federal immigration authorities? Schnell answered, "So, first and foremost, I think the prison system is easier. Because we have a much more stable population. But sheriffs are in a very difficult position. Because they face legal liability if they hold people beyond their appointed time. And having judicial orders or detainers or holds that are signed by a judge would address this issue. But, to date, we have not seen a willingness on the part of DHS to pursue those." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.